On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
NSFAS and Higher Education have launched an investigation into claims that students at the eThekwini TVET College are being sexually exploited by landlords.
NSFAS will assist violated students to file charges against the perpetrators. NSFAS will take decisive action, which includes the blacklisting and termination of services of the implicated landlords.
According to the allegations that surfaced through a Sunday World report, some students who were waiting for funds from NSFAS were coerced into providing sexual favors in exchange for accommodation. Last month, videos circulating on social media showed many students sleeping on park benches or in campus offices as a result of delayed payments. The financial aid scheme's Ishmael Mnisi says they are addressing the concerns.
On the 31st of January 2025, NSFAS released a circular to all public institutions on measures undertaken to ensure that NSFAS-funded students are registered. In respect of the 2024 outstanding allocations for NSFAS-funded students, NSFAS has requested institutions to allow registration and graduations for affected students.
There have been calls for NSFAS to address maladministration after the SIU recovered 2 billion rand in overpayments made to tertiary institutions. Now, the DA in eThekwini says it's asked the municipality for a status report on public transport project Go Durban. The project, which is aimed at providing affordable transport to people in disadvantaged areas, was meant to be launched in 2017. But the city was hit by repeated delays, and at this point there's no indication when Go Durban will be rolled out. The DA's Zamani Kuzwayo says human settlements and infrastructure needs to give feedback on the progress it's made on the 8 billion rand initiative.
We don't even have a single Go Durban bus. What happened before? They used to have about, 23 buses. I'm not sure about the number, but they had two buses were designed, and they said it's a Go Durban buses. Actually, it was not a Go Durban buses. We need a full report about this.
And France is preparing for another high-profile sexual assault case. A former surgeon is going on trial next week for the alleged rape or assault of nearly 300 patients. Joël Lesquanec has been accused of committing the crimes over a quarter of a century when he worked at a dozen medical institutions in Western France. The average age of the victims is 11. The case against the 74-year-old comes 2 months after Frenchman Dominic Pellicot was convicted of enlisting dozens of strangers to rape his then-wife, Giselle Pellicot. A recap of our lead story. NSFAS and Higher Education have launched an investigation into claims that students at the eThekwini TVET College are being sexually exploited by landlords. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.